CliffCentral.com.
It has been the most insane week ever in cryptocurrencies, and everyone is talking about the Bitcoin and Ethereum price this morning, and nobody can help us more than this man can. Here he is, Sean Saunders from Revex. Sean, what the F is going on, dude?
Morning, Gareth.
Morning.
Yeah, see, the market does go down as well, right? I mean, like 20 episodes straight of saying the market's going up. Finally, it's pulled back, and it pulled back hard, right? So, I mean, you're seeing Bitcoin sitting around $39,500 right now. I got to a low of 30.
Yeah.
Can you hear me? Okay?
Yeah, I can. It got down to 30, dude.
Yeah, well, on some exchanges it did. It got down to $38,000. It was insane. But I mean, across the market, when you aggregate the prices, it got down realistically to around a $36,000 level. Ethereum got down to $2,200. It's sitting at like $2,600 now. Mm-hmm. So it's a big pullback. I mean, we're 40% down from at least Bitcoin's high this year of around $65,000. But something that I don't think a lot of people realize, because most people are in since, you know, 2017, 2018 in the crypto space, is that generally through most bull cycles, you do see 30% pullbacks 3, 4, 5 times. I mean, in the 2017 bull run, which was, you know, nowhere near sort of the bull run we've seen today, you saw four pullbacks of over 30%. So this isn't completely out of the norm. And you know, right. I think a lot of people are asking sort of what's caused this.
Yes.
And it started all with good old Musk and his crazy tweets. And and I guess it's controversial now, but, you know, essentially Tesla came out on the 8th of February and they said that they were going to be using some of their cash as a company to buy Bitcoin instead of, you know, holding dollars in reserve. That sent Bitcoin up, you know, a lot. I think it went up about 15% in a single day. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, they sold off a little bit of their cryptocurrency to prove that it's liquid. And then Musk also came out to say, well, listen, we are also going to permit people to buy Teslas using Bitcoin.
Right.
And then kind of made a U-turn on that statement this last week, saying that Bitcoin's energy usage is far too high. And that's the mining, I suppose, when you're actually processing transactions and all the rest. And that then has sort of changed the sentiment in the market. But it's quite crazy just to believe that there's essentially one individual that's able to influence the market as much as he has. And I think just another news story as well that's kind of come out has been around the People's Bank of China. They yes. came out on Tuesday with a statement. And I mean, China comes out with a statement like every 3 months, so this is not really big news. But they came out with a statement just reiterating that digital tokens, cryptocurrencies, aren't a means of payment and they're not the same as fiat currencies. And people should, you know, be aware of the risks involved and all the rest. So that wasn't really a big news story.
Okay, but
crypto is extremely volatile, yeah?
So just to if we look at what's actually happened over the last 3 or 4 days, we saw it drop all the way down and we've seen it climb right back up to 40 almost. I know you're not here to give us financial advice, but there are a whole lot of people who entered the market this year. Some of them may be Revex customers, and they're looking at this and they saw their portfolio basically halve in value over like 1 day. And now they're seeing it ticking back up. People need to know, especially new investors and people who don't have an idea of the history of the Bitcoin price or the Ethereum price or anything else over the last 3 or 4 years. They need to know that this is not the most bizarre thing that's ever happened and that most of this is pretty predictable, or at least that there's something going on here that we can make sense of.
Yeah, cryptocurrencies are super volatile, right? We've said that so many times. And it's also weird when we, I suppose, see just such a long stretch, like what we've seen recently, where it's been week on week gains. I mean, there's been very few weeks when we've spoken about big pullbacks.
Yeah.
And it's weird. It's, you know, the markets all work like this. It's not just the cryptocurrency markets where they sort of gradually increase. I mean, even if crypto sort of gradually increase at a faster rate than many other markets.
Yeah.
And then when they pull back and when the market declines in value, it generally pulls back quite sharply. And the other thing is, I mean, you saw yesterday, we had so many customers coming to us going, what's going on in the market? You know, we've lost 25, 30% in a single day. You've got to realize that there is thousands and thousands of people out there that are just freaking out as retail investors, as everyday people, and they're just selling. And that results in these really erratic moves down. And it doesn't quite work in the same way when the market's moving up. When the market's moving up, you don't have everyone just running around going crazy, being like, buy, 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 buy. When the market's falling, people are running around going crazy, going sell, 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 sell. So it is, I think, one of those emotional times right now where you do need to know that this has happened many, many times before in crypto. When I first joined the crypto scene, back when it was actually not the crypto scene, it was more just Bitcoin, 30 to 40% moves on a daily basis were completely normal, right? And the market's matured a lot since then.
Well, I mean,
but this will happen again.
But this is exactly what happens. So, I mean, I remember when Anthea used to tell us about shares on the Joburg Stock Exchange, and when it was going well, people were like, oh, we love this, Anthea, this is so great. And then they expect it to always be on the up. And there's just no way that can happen. I mean, Ethereum this morning is saying buy, 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 which is what you're saying. Is part of the reason that we have these panic buys and panic sells is because people jump in. Would you say at this stage it's at a price where you would buy more, or do you think that people should just hold on to what they've got and see what happens?
I mean, if you've made an investment and you're sitting with a small loss right now, hold on, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Again, not financial advice. What would I do? That's what I would do. I actually, I took a long position yesterday. I think that this is a fantastic buying opportunity. Again, not financial advice. Don't go copying me. Don't go overexpose yourself to crypto either. It's a super volatile asset class. And the other thing is, let's be realistic. Can this pull back further? Can this come back down to $30,000? Of course.
Of course it
can. The opportunity that I see here is that I do see Bitcoin hitting $100,000 before the end of this year. And if you do see that, again, you know, there's a probability of that occurring. There's also a probability of it pulling back. If you think that there's more upside potential ahead than downside, obviously you vote with your money, right? And
sure.
That's the beauty of markets. So I think it is just a reminder to everyone out there that crypto is volatile, right?
Mm-hmm.
Don't put your life savings into it. We've said this so many times, and there's a reason that you say this, right? It's that you don't want to ever have an investment where you go to bed at night freaking out about this investment. If at the moment you are feeling that, I feel like you're overexposed to a particular investment or asset class. And I think, my 2 cents worth of advice is look at the way you're feeling now. Because remember, investing is as much as of an emotional game as it is everything else, right?
Sure.
Look at how you're feeling. Like, really realize the emotions that you've gone through. And if you have been freaking out at the crypto market pulling back, you're probably overexposed. And if you haven't been freaking out, then good for you.
And also, I mean, there are people who get a thrill out of those ups and downs. All those people who are feeling terrible about it now and are going, oh, no, I can't believe my portfolio is halved, and I was complaining about this to Sia yesterday. The fact is, those people were ecstatic when they were doubling their money and tripling their money and 10-timesing their money just a couple of days ago. So you've got to be in for the long haul.
Yeah, that's the weird thing, right? Is when the markets increase, everyone's like, oh, I've missed out.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Never going to get into crypto. Then the market pulls back 40%. It's like, no way, I'm not touching this. It's all just a Ponzi scheme. You know, it's fake money, blah, blah, blah. So it can win either way. But that's just human nature, right? It's emotions.
Yeah. Well, welcome to the real vagaries of the market. And this proves that that cryptocurrency is coming into its own. Because if it was all win all the time, there'd be something wrong. And by the way, the markets in general yesterday took a bit of a hammering. I saw that, and this is bound to happen, by the way. I mean, when Joe Biden has gone and spent $10 trillion of money that he's just been printing, then what do you expect to happen? You expect the markets to just be perfectly stable, and you expect inflation to stay exactly where it was? That's not going to happen either.
Yeah, my best advice that I can give anyone out there right now, do not be holding fiat currency. You are going to, over the long term, lose all your fiat currency.
Yeah.
Over the next 10 to 20 years, that fiat currency will become not just worth less, but worthless. So that's my take on that.
Well, I'm gonna end it on that, but I will say that the best advice of all, and again, nothing that we give here is advice. This is all purely interesting, and we've got people like Sean who know what's going on in crypto. Someone says here, talking to Sean about Bitcoin is like asking people at a Metallica concert if they like Metallica. That's true. He does care about crypto more than the average person, but that also helps us to figure things out. But it is important to know that in times like this, you need to diversify. Revex allows you to effortlessly own a diversified portfolio of the world's top cryptocurrencies, which automatically stays up to date with the ever-changing market. And you can follow them on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter for all the updates as they happen in real time at Revex Invest. And you can sign up today for free. Thanks, Sean. Nice to see you.
Great, guys. Thanks so much. Cool. Talk to you later.
Okay. Bye. CliffCentral.com.